million people. Organizers in Hong Kong say that's how many turned out to protest yesterday against a controversial bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China. Hong Kong's government had already suspended the bill from going forward, but the protesters want the proposal to be scrapped entirely. Man Kei Tam is director of Amnesty International in Hong Kong, and he was at the protest yesterday. Man Kei, what are you feeling like today after yesterday's dramatic statement by the protesters?
I feel Hong Kong people, such great people, they made miracle in two consecutive Sundays. We demonstrate ourselves very peacefully with a huge turnout to retake the streets and to raise our concerns and demands and call on Carrie Lam's government to withdraw the bill and also to withdraw the claim that last Wednesday's protest was a riot. And we also call on her government to hold accountable the officials that involved in the violence and the misses involved in the whole legislation process.
Of course, Carrie Lam is the chief executive of Hong Kong. Man Kei, what were the streets of Hong Kong like today, Monday?
After the protests ended officially last night, some of the protesters occupied one of the main roads next to the government building until early in the morning. They retreated. And then in the afternoon, they retook one of the roads again to protest against Carrie Lam and demand her to face the protesters and answer the demands of yesterday's protest.
What do you see as your role there in Hong Kong during this time of protest?
In the past 2 weeks, Amnesty played the observer role, and on the two Sundays protest, we were one of the participants. We were one of the crowd who swarmed the streets.
Man Kei, on a personal level, are you hopeful at this point about where these protests are going and the response, or are you concerned?
I think so far we have been pushing the government, and it is obviously a step forward for the protesters and the people. What I also noticed in the protests is that Hong Kong people care their homeland. For example, one of the most chanted slogans, "At Oil Hong Kong," means hang in there, Hong Kong. And then they also care about the students who were arrested or beaten up by the police in the clashes. And many of them are peaceful protesters. And then they also care about each other during the protests.
Do you see the protesters themselves? Did it start out as one group? And then with each new protest, there's kind of more and more different types of people, and that who the protesters are, does that keep changing or is it consistent?
I think it has been evolving quite organically. More and more small groups joined in that involves ordinary citizens, people who advocate independence or self-determination, and some of them are professional groups like lawyers, teachers, and journalists, of course. So more and more, and the latest group joined in were parents because they want to protect the students who represent the future of Hong Kong.
Man Kei Tam is director of Amnesty International in Hong Kong. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.